The Josie Show was originally aired in front of a live internet audience and may not be rebroadcast or reproduced without express permission of the producers. Thank you.
Monday, and we are going to end this Monday outright. All right, so, but first off, I want to give a special thank you to Texas Bobby Dean for creating that amazing theme song that you hear before all of our Josie Show special editions and our Josie Show live every Friday. So, a big time thank you. So, you can check out him at www.texasbobbydean.com. Wonderful theme song. I love it. And hey, everyone, welcome to Josie Show Special Edition. I'm your host, Josie Pasentino, and thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. We have a great interview planned with Sarah Beth, and we will also hear her latest single as well, I'm Sick of It, so I'm very excited to play that. So please make sure you tune into the whole show. You will not want to miss a second of it. All right, so everybody is so excited already. So how about we bring on Sarah Beth? Woo! Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Just cooked some dinner, and I planted plants yesterday out on my balcony, so I'm just enjoying that as I chat with y'all tonight.
I love it. So you are having a fabulous, fabulous Monday.
Yeah, and a very domestic one. Like, this isn't normal. I don't get to spend a lot of time at home, and I actually didn't know if I wanted to plant flowers because I've got to find somebody to water them. And I was like, you know what,
right.
Forget it. If I have to replant, I will. But it's a gorgeous spring, and I want to enjoy the outside.
Me too. I hear you. We're starting to get a little bit better weather over here in Illinois, so we're trying to enjoy as much of it as we possibly can as well. So
exactly.
I hear you. But I am so excited to have you here tonight. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Definitely.
Oh, super, super stoked. So I want to start off because I know that you have come, you know, you came from a bit of a musical family. So what made you decide that this is what you wanted to do as well?
I feel like it's always when you're growing up, you have a dream. I mean, it may be to be like a doctor or a nurse, or it may be, you know, that you want to play sports or do music or whatever it may be. And so I always wanted to sing. I grew up really, really shy, as crazy as that sounds. And so at some point in time, though, I was like, okay, I'm just going to do something safe. And so I chose to do business as my major in college. And then when my younger brother got drafted to play baseball, a lot of people know the story, but he got drafted to play for the St. Louis Cardinals. And at that point in time, I just said, you know, my brother followed his dream, and he didn't have a plan B. He said, professional sport is what I want to do. So he was kind of my inspiration. You know, I thought, well, what the heck? I don't want to look back and regret not going for it and think, what if, for the rest of my life. So here I am now.
I love that. See, the main, you know, story behind that is follow your dreams, ladies and gentlemen.
It is. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I would not have known that you were shy because you perform all the time. So, see, that's we wouldn't have known. That's really cool.
No one. And honestly, I have to say, it was my first job. I waited tables from the time I was about 15 through college. So, I mean, it was a good, 8 or 9 years. And waiting tables was the best thing that ever happened for me as far as just being able to interact with people and not be so terrified to start a conversation, because
right.
your job depends on talking to people.
Exactly. Exactly. So that kind of helped out a little bit, too. Very nice. Very
yeah,
nice.
Definitely.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, who would you consider your musical role models? Who do you really, really listen to on repeat?
Oh, gosh. It changes all the time, honestly.
Yeah.
Growing up, I listened to a ton of the Dixie Chicks. That they really were just, I loved all their songs. I could listen to their albums over and over again and never get tired of it. Lately, gosh, there's been so many. I really love Dan Shay. I love I love Leah Turner. I love just anything that's good music. There's so many people that are just so inspiring, and whether it be their music or their story, I kind of pull from everything.
Right, right. You just love music in general. Me too. I hear you. And, you know, I absolutely love, 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 love your song, I'm Sick of It. I can't get sick of it. It is such a great song. I love
That's
it.
Good. That's good to hear.
Yes. Yes. I don't think anybody can get sick of this song. It's so, so great, and I just love it. And I'm super excited to be playing it tonight on the show. It's fantastic. So what was your inspiration behind this song?
As crazy as it sounds, there wasn't, like, some life story breakup, horrible, like, throwing clothes out the window moment for me at all. I wrote this song with Glenn Mitchell and Glenn Sebastian, and Glenn started playing. He's a phenomenal guitar player, and he just started playing this really cool guitar riff that sounded really angry and just like someone was just mad at the world or mad at someone. And so Glenn Sebastian was like, you know what, this just sounds like someone is fed up and sick of it. And we're like, well, maybe that's their title. Maybe I'm Sick of It is what we're writing about. And it was one of the fastest songs that I've ever written. I mean, I think we wrote it in like an hour. It was so fast. We honestly could have written another song in the time that we had planned. But it was the first song all of us wrote together, and now it's my single.
Wow. And you're very proud of it, I bet. Is it such an exciting time to be able to hear your song on the radio? It's probably like a little baby for you. You know, you've worked so hard on it. So what
is
that like?
It is.
Yeah.
Well, I it's still surreal because, you know, it's something that you dream about happening, and then it happens and you're not really sure how to act. I remember the very first time I heard a song on the radio of mine just driving around, and I was like, am I supposed to video this? I don't know what am I supposed to do? And I had just watched the Katy Perry documentary. This was my very first single that I put out, Kicking and Screaming. And I was up in Wisconsin, and I just watched that Katy Perry documentary that she did about her whole tour or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, well, Katy Perry took a video, so I think that's what I'm supposed to do. But literally, you're in shock. You're like, I know this song. Why do I know this song? And you're going, oh, this is me. That's why.
That is awesome. Oh, I can just imagine. That is so, so incredible. And it is such a great song. And I hope everyone requests the songs to all of your local radio stations. So please do that, like, right now as we speak.
Yeah, just tweet them, Facebook them, call them, whatever.
Exactly, exactly. Sarah Beth, I'm Sick of It. Just you know, blow up their phone lines. Do it. such a good song. And where can people go to purchase your entire album, this song, along with all of your other music? Where can we go?
Really, I mean, anywhere that you like to download music. If you like the physical CD, then sarahbethmusic.com. You can order one that's actually autographed if you want it. But iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, I mean, anywhere that's online, you can find it there.
Perfect. You're everywhere. Nobody will be able to miss you. It's all good.
Exactly. No one has an excuse because I've put it everywhere I possibly can.
I love that. I love that, though, that you're able to actually get a physical copy with an autograph, because, I mean, that's my favorite way, is you could actually have that forever. But also, for the people who want to download it, it's awesome. It works.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was shocked. I did a pre-order of autographed CDs, and I had sent, I can't remember how many, like, you know, 100 over to my merch store.
Mm-hmm.
And before the CD even released, we were out of them. We were sold out, and I had to sign some more. And I was blown away that many people, you know, wanted something signed. But, you know, it's an honor, and it's exciting, and it's cool to see, you know, where I've come from the first release to this one. And, it's just really exciting.
So exciting. That is just incredible. And like I said, it's a great song, and I would love to play it right now. So how about we play I'm Sick of It, and we'll be right back, all right?
Ooh. Sounds great.
Sounds great. Perfect. Let's do it. Sarah Beth, I'm sick of it, and we'll be right back with Sarah Beth in just a moment. Fabulous. I just love entire thing. I mean, I'm jamming out over here.
I know I mentioned Leah Turner earlier, but she's been a lot of inspiration to me. We have very different voices, but I really like some of the stuff that she does with like drum loops, and she's got some real rockin' stuff, but she's also got really, you know, she's got a country element to it, and that's what we tried to do in a different way. You know, have some really cool like synthesizer parts and like and really rockin' like drum parts, but then at the same time you have fiddle and you have steel, and at the end you have that like, you know, fiddle part that's just really cool and angry, and you know, it makes it country, but it kind of is something for everybody.
Exactly. I bet that was a lot of fun to do in the studio because you can put all that energy in there.
It was so cool, and I have some phenomenal, like, heck, Taylor Swift's bass player.
What?
You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah, crazy. Amos J. Heller, at Amos J. Heller on Twitter. He's freaking awesome. He's literally, he puts on a performance in the studio, like he's on stage. It's amazing. And then, you know, we had Blake Shelton's keyboard and fiddle player playing on it, Rascal Flatts steel player. It was just, like, literally, it was like an all-star lineup of people in the studio, and you're just in awe because they're so talented. That's why I don't play instruments for myself ever. You know, I do that at home whenever I'm maybe writing a song.
Right.
There's no need for me to play on stage when you got those people, you know, that are friends.
Absolutely. And since, you know, you guys all get along, it's kind of like just a big party in the studio. I mean, that's filming material. Like, I wish we could see that, you know? It's awesome.
I know. Next time, I need to be better about, like, taking videos because it's always, you know, stuff comes out. And I'm going, I need some behind-the-scenes stuff. But, oh, wait, I was just enjoying the moment, and I didn't film anything, which is great. You want to enjoy the moment, but you still want to have that stuff to, you know, remember everything.
Totally true. Totally true. And, you know, you'll always have a next time, because I'm already looking forward to maybe like a next album. Is that something that you're into? Did you keep going with that?
It's so funny that you say that. I did an interview less than a month ago, and I said, I guarantee you, within a month, someone is going to ask me when I have new music coming out.
We want it.
I know. And I want it too. I'm actually going into the studio this week for 3 days, and we're just trying to figure out what songs are going to be next. We've got about, we had just finished, I think, 12 different demos of songs, and just trying to figure out what is going to be next. We love them all, but it's what fit, you know, what we want to do next. And I don't even know what that is, what it is now. So hopefully in a couple of weeks, we'll start to figure it out.
Oh, well, I cannot wait to see what you have going on. I'm a fan, so I'm going to be checking it all out once it all comes. So, yes, and that'll definitely be my excuse to have you back on the show. When new music comes, we would love to have you back on.
We're trying to do... I mean, what we're honestly trying to do, because it's about the fans, you know, people will say, oh, you know, every 2 years because we got a tour and do all this stuff. But the great part about being independent is, I mean, I wouldn't be here and I couldn't keep doing what I do if it wasn't for the people that download my music, that buy my merch, that share, that vote, that do everything that they do. And so we just want to get more music out to them. So we're hoping to do at least 2 EPs a year, you know, put stuff out every 6 months at least, so that the fans have something to get excited about and something new to play and share with their friends.
Definitely. Now, see, that is an amazing idea. Yes.
I think so. I mean, that's what I want, honestly. As a fan of my favorite artist, like, I want more music, you know. I want something every 6 months. I don't want to have to wait 2 years. That's too long.
Right. I know. I hear you. Well, I am definitely, like I said, excited about that. And speaking of fans here, there's some... Ooh, when we were playing your song, I'm Sick of It, some fans in the chat room were talking about how much they love it. So Jasmine18 in the chat room says, I am addicted to I'm Sick of It. Yeah. Join the club,
<That's awesome>.
Girlfriend. Yes. And then JPZamit4WD1 says, I love it, Josie. Best song from the gorgeous Sarah Beth. I'm here with you. It's true.
So sweet.
It's true. I absolutely love it. And now I want to talk a little bit about some performances, because you have a lot that's going on. I want to start off. I know there's some voting going on to get you to open up for Jared Neiman, which would be incredible.
Yeah.
So how can our audience help? Yeah.
Well, it is. It's crazy. And these darn people that are ahead of me, they just keep getting more votes.
I know.
But basically, if you go over to my Facebook page, I think it's the last post that I posted, but just Facebook.com/SarahBethTX. And you can go and vote. You can actually vote. You can as many email addresses as you have, or as many email addresses as you want to create. Like if you want to go over to Yahoo and create a few extra ones, you register to vote. It's really simple. It literally takes 2 minutes, and then you just go in and you can vote once a day. But I think we can do it. Everyone's kind of rallying together here in the last few days. We've got 4 days left. You can vote daily. And, you know, at least if we come in, like, second or third, at least we're getting the radio station's attention, which is all you can ask for.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. But we are definitely voting, and I am getting everybody in my neighborhood to vote. I mean, we're banding together, everybody. Let's do this.
It's a team thing. Like, it's like I said, as an independent artist, like, I know it sounds like, you know, every vote really does count. Every download counts, because in the end, what people want to see is numbers. You know, you try to get booked at things, and it's like, well, what are your numbers? And, you know, how many sales have you had? And you're like, gosh darn it, can't it just be good music? Like, why does it matter? You know, but
exactly.
Every single person really does count. And so it's a team thing. It really is. It's a team sport.
Definitely, definitely. So everyone, make sure you go on the Facebook page, Sarah Beth, just her name, super easy, and then go to that post and, you know, try to help out. What'd you say, 4 more days left?
Four more days left, yep.
Let's do it. Let's do it, everybody. Let's do it. And so,
hey, third place.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost to first.
Almost, definitely. And it'll absolutely get there. You just got to work all together. And it would be fabulous. Do you like Jared Neiman? You love his music?
I love him to death. I've had the privilege of meeting him several times, and my guitar player, Glenn, is actually good friends with him. Well, he's good friends with everybody. Heck, he got, like, a text message from Darius Rucker the other day. but I know, he's famous, and he doesn't even know it. But
that's so cool.
Yeah, he's introduced me to him a few times, and just such a nice guy. I mean, he really is. He's very talented. He's worked really hard to get where he is. And so it'd be great, though, obviously, to do a show with him. But if not, you know, I'll get to see him down the road, and it'll mm-hmm. all be good.
Exactly, exactly. I would love to see kind of like a duet or something between the two of you.
Yeah, I'm all about the duets. Like, there's several guys out there in the country music world that are very nice to look at and have very wonderful voices. And so I think that's this combination to hang out in the studio with them for a day and do a duet.
That would be the best.
I know. I'll have my people start working on it.
Perfect. Yes. Yes, please. Yes, please. And another thing that I want to talk about for a few minutes here is, you know, you're going to be at CMA Fest, which is super, super exciting. How excited are you?
This is actually, I think, going to be my most exciting CMA Fest yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few shows, so I'm literally playing every day. I've got a few shows I haven't announced yet because some things haven't been finalized. There's an event that I've been at the last couple of years that I can't announce yet because it hasn't been finalized. But, yeah, there's really exciting stuff. I do have some shows that are already up on my website, sarahbethmusic.com. So there's I'll be playing at Rippy's. I'll be playing at Tootsie's. I'll be playing at Big Shots. I did my fan party there, and I'll be there on Sunday again. But, yeah, literally every day of CMA Fest, there's one or two shows. I've got a show at the Silver Dollar Saloon and the Wild Horse that I don't know if they've been announced yet, but those are coming soon. And yeah, some other things that aren't finalized, so I can't officially say them, but I am really excited.
Oh, I bet. You're pretty much going to be all around that CMA Fest. Someone will bump into you one way or another.
Exactly. Well, as someone, we were on a conference call the other day, and they're like, you're going to be exhausted. And I'm like, but no, this is like my favorite time in Nashville. And I know that it's hectic and traffic is horrible downtown, but it's so cool because you get to see people, you know, you talk to these people all year long on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and social media, and you finally get to put some faces with names. And it's so cool, like, to give people a hug and just to say thank you. I mean, honestly, like I said, it's all about the fans. So the fact that they're all coming to see us and then we get to see them and say thank you is, I mean, it's great.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it's so cool because there's people from all over the world that come right there.
There are.
Family. It's insane.
There are. It's crazy. I last time I saw several fans from the UK, which was great.
Wow.
I mean, literally all over the world.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's like the country music, it's like a huge party there. It's great. So
it's a family. It's a big, massive family.
It really, really is. So everyone, bump into Sarah Beth there. She'll be performing everywhere. Some still not announced, but go to the website. That's first and foremost. Yay!
And I'll be inside at several venues. So, you know, when you're really hot or if it starts raining, you have an indoor option.
Okay.
To come see me play.
That's perfect. You have options, people. She has options everywhere you can go. I love that. I think that is so cool. And then another thing that I noticed is you have an online show coming up on May 24th. Can you tell us a little bit about that, where our listeners can go and get tickets and catch that concert as well?
Yeah, definitely. So I had no idea it was Memorial Day weekend. I don't, like, function like a normal person who knows, like, holidays except for Christmas and Thanksgiving and 4th of July.
Right.
And so I booked it on Memorial Day weekend, but it's fine. Go in for an hour, and it'll be on Sunday, May 24th. And like I said, I've been writing a ton of new songs, and I really want – I mean, this music is for y'all and for everyone out there, and so I want your input on some new stuff I've been writing and what songs that the fans like. And, it's all going to be new music. So nothing – I mean, a couple of them we may have done before, but for the most part, it's going to be – brand new stuff that we've been writing lately. And yeah, you just go to stageit.com, and if you type in Sarah Beth, you should be able to pull it up. Tickets are pay what you can. All my Stageit shows are, so you can watch from anywhere that you have a computer, an iPad, a smartphone, and so you can, you know, buy a ticket for 10 cents $10, $100, whatever you want to pay. Yeah, that's it.
I love that. I love staging concerts because you could really be on your couch having some popcorn in your PJs and enjoying
it's literally,
the full show.
It is. It's like a whole new level of casual.
Yeah.
Like the last show, I was running so behind, and I was like, you know what? This is just me. Like, I'm running late, guys. I'm eating my lunch as I'm doing this show. I'm sorry, but this is what I do on a Sunday afternoon. Like, I wear sweatpants. I wear my hat. Half
it's
the time,
so
I don't
real.
Wear makeup. But, I mean, you're just getting me on a normal Sunday, which isn't very exciting, but some people
it
really
works.
Enjoy it.
It works.
Yeah,
it
it's
works.
A lot of – it's fun, and I feel like – it's cool. People come to every show and, you know, people ask me, oh, I don't see so-and-so, or, you know, so-and-so wasn't here watching, they weren't chatting, where were they? And it's really cool to see this whole community and of my friends and my country music family all mm-hmm. hanging out on a Sunday afternoon.
Nothing better than that, seriously.
Yeah, and you can just sit on your couch. It's great. You know, no pressure. You don't even have to take a shower to watch a show.
Exactly. There you go. I mean, just enjoy it.
Right, exactly.
That's amazing. So, everyone, please make sure you go and check that out. And also, another exciting thing happening. You're going to be touring in the UK in August. Okay.
Yes.
That's amazing. Tell us about that.
So it's a really exciting time. This will be my third time to do shows in the UK. The first time I went, Glenn Mitchell, who I've mentioned before, is my best friend. He's my guitar player. He co-wrote every song on my new EP. He is from the UK. He's from outside of London. And so he went to visit family, and I had family in the UK as well at the time. So we both happened to go to visit our family at the same time. And we said, why don't we do a show? And it sounded like a great idea to me. I said, cool. So we ended up doing a sold-out show in his hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And that spawned a UK tour in August, which was 5 shows. So we're going back now in August, and we're doing 12 shows. And it's very exciting. We just got word that we've literally got, like, 10 tickets left for one of the shows. So we were about to sell out our first show over there, and there's a few others that are following very closely behind. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm literally overwhelmed by the support and it's all through social media. We've just gained a really great group of people that goes out and they spread the word, and they're all coming to the shows. And honestly, it's lifelong friends that we have made over there, and it's going to be really exciting.
That is very, very exciting. And I love, thank goodness for social media. There's so many opportunities you can get from that.
It's amazing. It really is. It's amazing. You get to know people. They get to know you. Mm-hmm. You know, people know that I really love coffee and I have a slight addiction. And
yes.
People are probably trying to get me help as well. But, you know, it's a really cool way to people get to know about you. You know, they don't just know my music and whatnot. They actually get to know what I'm like and the type of person that I am and what I enjoy, which is just, it's really cool.
That is
to connect with people.
Yeah. Do you have like a really cute story, like a fan story when someone, you know, that you've talked to online that actually is able to go and see a performance and meet you? Do you have like a really cute story from, you know, any moment that happened?
Oh, there's been so many. Gosh, it's hard to like pick one, you know. My friend Craig Abel has come to Nashville. He came to a celebrity bartending event that I was doing, and it was around my birthday, and he gave me a gift card to my favorite coffee place here in Nashville, which is so sweet. And, I mean, honestly, there's been just so many of people, you know, sending me pictures or people making, like, they've sent me coffee in an Anything Is Possible coffee mug and an Anything Is Possible t-shirt. To my P.O. box, which is really exciting. I mean, when you go to your mailbox for the first time and you've got, like, 2 or 3 things that are, you know, specialized, there's a guy, Daniel, who's up in Washington. He actually, him and my friend John, they came, I was doing a show, and I was also singing the national anthem at a Mariners game. They came to the Mariners game, and then they also went to the show the next day. But Daniel sent me like a care package because he found out I was singing the national anthem in Seattle again, and he sent me a Mariners hat and like their lineup. And the fact that someone would go out of their way to do that for me,
yeah,
I mean, wow. Thank you isn't enough. You know, it's that means a lot to me, and I don't know what the words are to say how much I appreciate it.
That is just incredible. Such dedicated fans that just love you. I mean, that's amazing. I love
it's
that.
It's just thoughtful. I mean, it's people that really care, and
yeah.
I feel like there aren't enough people like that out in the world. But, you know, you maybe having a bad day and you go and you get a card, and it just reminds you that there's people out there that really care about other people. And, you know, we need more of that in this world.
I agree. And, you know, there's a really cute message that I want to read to you. From Facebook, Sherry Miller says, "You go, Sarah Beth, shine, bright star." Aw.
I know it sounds cliche and people say it, but those messages, like that encouragement, that means
mm-hmm.
a lot, because there's days that aren't as easy. You know, there's days where you get really bad news, that you got turned down or you didn't get something, or, you know, you fell back on the radio chart. And, those types of messages, they mean a lot. And even though sometimes I try to reply to as many as I can, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, every message I do read, and it makes every day that much better.
Absolutely. And for the new listeners out there that want to find you on social media and chat with you, because like you said, you respond, you try to respond to as many as you possibly can. So can you give out all of, like, your Twitter and Facebook links, and you're even on Instagram. I mean, can you give out all of those for us?
Instagram, I know, like, Instagram I should be better at. Instagram is, like, the one that I respond to least, but I still read them. It just may take me, like, a couple of weeks.
Right.
But, so, everything, obviously, is at sarahbethmusic.com, and it's mm-hmm. Sarabeth music, no H in Sarah, but Sarabeth Music. But for everything except for Twitter, it's SarabethTX. So whether it's Facebook, Instagram, heck, MySpace, YouTube, whatever it may be, is that. And then SB Swags is Twitter. And it's SBSWAGS on Twitter. And that's because my last name is Swaggerty. So I kept my last name on my Twitter handle, kind of.
I love that. The best last name. Amazing.
It is. When we were trying to decide what I was going to, like, what I was going to be called, that's weird, but what I was going to be, you know, what my stage name was going to be, I just had to shorten it. Like, I love Swaggerty. I love my last name, but for, like, stage purposes and all that, I was like, Sarah Beth Swaggerty, that's like 16 characters. It's a lot. So
True.
So we're just going to drop it, and that's, like, the secret about me.
Right. But you make it simple. Just Sarah Beth. That's it.
It is. Except that, you know, there's so many ways that you can spell that. Like, it's simple, but not so simple.
Right. It's kind of a mixture. But, yeah, absolutely. And after the show, we'll post all of the links just in case someone isn't, you know, on there that often and doesn't know your pages. But we'll make sure we, you know, put out your website and everything after the show for people.
Sounds great.
Yes. And so also, I love fun questions, and then we will get to callers. I know people are excited about that. So if you want to call in, the number is 646-381-4339, and we will open up for fan callers. So, but I have a fun question for you. Speaking of, you know, back to performing, do you have any embarrassing onstage moments that you could recall? Anything that just did not go well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, goodness gracious. And the best thing is the fans probably never know, but you walk off stage and you're like, oh, dear Lord, that just happened. So I was performing at a major Super Bowl event, and it was this past February, and I mean, the whole thing had gone great. And we get to the very last song of the show. And
okay.
I was closing the show with Wagon Wheel, because you can't follow that up with anything. And so, anyways, the band starts playing, and I'm like, I'm feeling it. And then I go, dear goodness, I have absolutely no idea what the first words of the song are. No idea. And it's like time for me to start singing. And so I like have to act like I'm coughing and going to take a drink of water. And then I turn around, I'm like, how does this song start? I mean, I could think of how the second verse started, you have to understand, I sing this every show. I sing
right.
it every show. This is no surprise. Like, it's not like some new song we've worked into this set. And so, yeah, that has to be my most embarrassing moment. You're at a Seahawks party, and thank goodness, like, you know, people were probably celebrating the Seahawks at the time, and so they weren't quite as in tune to what I was singing at that moment, but at the same time, totally embarrassing. And I walked off the stage, you know, and I'm like, I mean, I finally remembered the words, but it took me a good two or three intros of
right.
the song to finally have the words come.
Right. It was one of those, like, just those, that your brain going blank moments. It happens.
Oh, it totally
yeah.
does. It totally does. Or, you know, you forget one band member on the stage. You know, you have introduced everybody in the band, but you forgot to mention somebody.
Right.
That's also really embarrassing. Totally, you're in the moment. You don't know. I mean, you kind of go on autopilot when you've done it so much, and so
mm-hmm.
you don't even realize what you've done.
Right, right. But like you said, the audience, sometimes they don't even catch on either, and it's just kind of, you know, but they're like, oh, this is awesome. You're rocking it,
yeah.
girl. Like, no,
exactly. And then, but you have that one time where the audience is very in tune. When we were on tour with Lone Star,
mm-hmm.
It was just acoustic. So I just had Glenn Mitchell and Kristen Cole play guitar for me. And so the three of us were there. And I always introduced my band. I introduced them, and then I would thank Lone Star. Well, for some reason, I forgot to say, give it up for Kristen and Glenn. All I did was thank Lone Star. And so after I'd gone off stage, I'm checking my social media, and I had a message from somebody on Instagram. And it said, you should really thank the people that play for you. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. And, like, of course, I am the most, like, I absolutely hate that. I'll beat myself up for days. And so I was telling Glenn and Chris, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. Like, I really meant to thank y'all. And, of course, they didn't even notice. Like, they had no idea. Like,
they were
totally
in the moment,
oblivious.
Too.
So, anyways, those are my stories.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what? Those aren't that. I mean, I've heard, like, wardrobe malfunctions and crazy things happen. So, I mean, that's mild on the radar. Like, there's so many bad things that could happen, but you just laugh them off, and it seems like it could happen.
There are. But,
yeah.
You know, you when you do it enough, like, you realize that everybody's had those moments. And, you know, heck, there's some people that have, like, fallen off stage. So, for me, it could be much worse. I could fall off the stage.
Please don't, though. like, oh, goodness.
I know. Yeah. I've stopped wearing heels because I did enough performances where the stage, there'd be like a crack in it or something, you know, the
right.
risers or whatever weren't pushed close enough together. And I was like, you know, I think that flats and boots are a lot safer in this situation.
Definitely. Yes. Stick with those. You can get some really cute boots and then you're fine. I love it. I love it. Oh, that is hilarious. But thank you for sharing those, you know, embarrassing moments. But yes, it happens. It happens.
There may be more, but I've totally forgotten them because they were too embarrassing, but
right.
that's all I can really think of.
It's all good. Oh, goodness. Hey, okay, so I want to make sure that we get the, you know, some fan callers in here. So, okay, so let's put, I believe Craig is calling. You mentioned Craig Abel.
I did.
Yes.
He said he was going to call in, so I knew he'd call.
Yes, he is wonderful. So let's put him on right now. Craig Abel?
Hello, Josie. Hello, Sarah Beth.
Woo!
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
Amazing.
I'm great. Are you all the way up in New Jersey right now?
Yes, I am, but guess where I'm flying tomorrow?
Would that be Nashville, Tennessee?
You would be correct.
Genius. Awesome.
Yes, and I look forward, before I ask my question, I'm looking forward to your fan club party on June 14th.
Yay!
Do you have to buy a ticket to the show?
No, it's going to be totally free.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want you guys to have to pay for any ticket, so it's on us.
Oh, thank you. All right, just the coffee card. Another coffee card. That's another coffee.
I do accept all coffee donations.
For some reason, I had a feeling that you would accept that. No, I'm just kidding. Yes. Oh, I want to ask one quick question, Sarah. You know, basically, you did very well on stage with your City of Hope shows. You raised a lot of money, and I'm very grateful for that because my father passed away of cancer at 65 from thyroid cancer. So I'm thankful that you put a lot of effort in and had three shows and raised a lot of money to fight this cause. But my question, so I'm grateful for that. My question is, when will you find out if you will be able, if you'll be eligible to play in the softball game that takes place Saturday of CMA Fest week?
I already know the answer, but I can't announce it until after the 15th. So that's coming very soon.
Perfect. Oh, after this Friday.
Yes, yes. Yeah, after this Friday, I will be able to announce that and some other very fun other details.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this weekend, then, to hearing the news.
Yeah, so stay tuned, because I will be posting lots of fun stuff all about CMA Fest, probably starting on Monday. Not 100% sure, but fairly certain.
Oh,
it's
well,
horrible.
I look forward
it's horrible
to,
when you know
okay,
things.
No,
and,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, it's horrible. That, like, you sometimes you find things out in advance, and then you have to wait, like, weeks or even months to say things out loud, and it's very hard.
Right,
it's
right.
hard to keep secrets, but I try to be as official as possible.
You must get pretty sick of it.
To put it in some of my own words, yes.
Yes.
Boom.
I know. I can't wait. So I can't wait for the news. And you, my rodeo, I don't know, this song, You Rock My Rodeo, which I would love to hear on independent radio, on Country Blast Radio in the future, in addition to what Nowhere With You and Sick of It, which are two awesome songs. CMA, just to conclude, CMA Fest, my rodeo wouldn't be rock without seeing your fan club party, Sarah.
Well, I love it. I love it. And I love the way that you can always use my song titles at rock.
For some reason, Sarah, you always pick song titles that just seem to have to fit the phrases.
I do my best.
You do very well. Thank you.
Aw, thank you so much, Craig, for calling in. And we will play that song on Country Blast Radio. We'll play it just for you, okay?
Thank you so much, Josie. And I look forward to seeing you soon, Sarah.
I know. Can't wait to see you again, Craig.
Same here. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, bye-bye, Sarah.
He's wonderful. He is so amazing.
He is.
He always listens to the show, and he is just such a great supporter. And he actually was one of the people that wanted to get you on the Josie show. And so I was like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so incredibly supportive. And like I said, you know, he's part of the team. He's one of the people that's there and has been there since the beginning, and I'm incredibly thankful for that.
Oh, that is incredible. And I know that Jasmine wants to call in. She doesn't have a question, but
Jasmine.
She wants to say hello. So, Jasmine, call in and say hello. It's all right. You can say hello. You don't have to ask a question. It's all good. Don't be shy.
It'll be so good to hear her voice. Like, I've seen her on social media, and I've never spoken to her, so this will be very exciting.
Yes. Come on, Jasmine. Call right in. You can do it. It's all good. It's all good. And I have another fun question here for you, because you sing, you know, all of your songs. You're just amazing at that. And also you do play some songs that people love, like covers. And so what is your favorite song, you know, of yours or someone else's to sing live that really everyone just starts getting up and dancing?
Gosh, it can change based on your audience. Goodness, I really love singing, like, slow songs.
Mm-hmm.
I have a song, Those Memories, and also Slow, and they're two of my favorite songs to sing out live, and people don't dance to that, but I feel like they're really moving songs. As far as, like, a more upbeat song that I love to sing, You Rock My Rodeo is a lot of fun. People really respond well to it. I mean, I'm sick of it as well, but I was trying to go for something, you know, less obvious.
Right.
I also love to sing Gun by the band Perry, because it's so fun to sing. You can put so much attitude into it, and those are just great songs to sing on stage. You know, You Rock My Rodeo and Gun and I'm Sick of It. I mean, any song that you can really move to, and it just makes it so much easier to, like, perform and to feel when you can really rock out and just, you know, jam.
Absolutely. One of these days, I have to see you perform live. That would be incredible. I'm one of those fans that'll, like, wear the shirt, you know, dance, jump and down, maybe go on a chair. You know, I mean, I'm one of those fans.
And we need more of you. We need more of you. Like, that is totally acceptable and encouraged.
Awesome, awesome. So, and I will also scream the loudest. So we're good. I will have to. We have to make that happen. So
yes, we do.
Yes. And Jasmine says, I will write now. And it's so funny because I know people, you know, love to call in, but sometimes they can get a little nervous to call in during a live show. But I've seen that you're doing a contest where people can you're going to do a phone call. Did that happen or are we late?
I am. I'll do the phone call on the 15th, actually. So the phone call is, you know, just post whatever number you are to vote in the contest to open for Jared Neiman. And then I'm going to pick a winner and then announce that on the morning of the 15th, probably somewhere around 8 o'clock on both Facebook and Twitter. So you have to watch those because sometimes it's hard to tag individual people to say, hey, you won this. but I've been watching very closely and like I said, it's very encouraging. But I love chatting with people, and so I figure what better thing to, like, do than call somebody on the phone and see, you know,
exactly
what's going on and what they want to ask.
Definitely. I think that's a lot of fun. And not a lot of people, you know, artists do that, and I think more people should, because not only is it fun for, you know, the fan, but also I think it would be kind of cool, you know, fun for you as well, because you can have that personal conversation with a fan that you can't get while you're, you know, typing online, you know?
It's so true. And it's really cool because you learn about the person, and then you also get to learn, you know, what they think. You know, some people get really angry about, you know, country radio and the state of it, and they want to hear what you think. And,
yeah.
You know, it's really interesting to see, you know, what people think and what their opinions are and just what they want to know. Some of those are the most interesting, you know, what they want to know about you.
Exactly, exactly. So,
I think I'm boring, but, you know, some other people think things are really exciting.
No way. I've been having so much fun chatting with you. And I know that after this contest is done, I know a lot of people would love, you know, to have that happen again. So would you do that again?
Oh, definitely. I think it'll probably be like a monthly thing. I don't know how I'll do it, but someone will get a phone call once a month.
That would be so much fun. I love that. Oh, that is amazing. So, well, I'm very excited about that. And once you have the contest, I would love to promote all that because I know tons of people wanted to talk to you but may have been shied out from being online, on air.
Don't be shy. Don't be shy. I'm just a person. Like, I'm human. Yeah. I do dumb things all the time.
I hear you. But Jasmine called in. So here is Jasmine. Let's put her on the line. Jasmine?
Oh, my goodness. Is this Jasmine in real life?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting.
I'm the one behind the Twitter tweeting you all the time.
This is so exciting. Like, I know maybe you're excited to talk to me, but I think I may be more excited to talk to you.
My heart's racing.
Aw. Well, I'm so excited that you called in. I know, but we'll see each other at a show sometime.
Well, I live in California, so.
Well, I'll get out there sometime. Don't worry. It may take a while, but I'll eventually get there.
Yeah, if I saw you, that would actually probably be a dream come true. I've already met one of my inspirations.
Oh, well, we're working on it really hard. If only it wasn't so expensive to get all the way across the country. It needs to be cheaper to fly and bus and all that stuff.
What nobody knows, I don't have a question, but I wanted to say something. What nobody knows is on my phone, I have a special playlist for you, and all the songs from your oldest record to your newest one is on that.
Well, that is, I think I saw your picture that you sent me.
I think so.
Yeah, I save all those pictures.
From, I mean, the kicking and screaming record to the newest one, I have it in the playlist.
Well, thank you so much.
The entire playlist, well, especially the new one, because all those songs are amazing. And I know the new, I'm Sick of It by heart, so I pretty much listen to that one all the time.
Thank you so much. That literally just made my day.
And how I found you in the first place was nowhere with you on YouTube randomly.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you found it. I'm glad it somehow popped up for you.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. I'm glad it brought us together and now we're friends.
I know. I know, right? We're friends on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere.
It's legit. It's legit. And now we've talked on the phone, so now it's, like, solidified.
I know, right? Right? This is probably the one phone call that I actually get to hear. Last time I called this, it was less than an interview. I couldn't hear it, so they had to put me on
the air. Well, I'm so glad you called in. It means a lot.
I know. I was waiting so much, so bad. I even went to do something, and then Tina messaged me in the room, like, are you calling me, Jasmine?
Well, thanks for calling all the way from California.
You're welcome, and I tweet you all the time, whether anybody knows it or not.
Well, you're the best, and awesome. Thank you so much. You're the best, and we will meet one day in concert, I promise.
Yes, we will.
Yes. You'll get a backstage pass.
Yay! Now I'm sitting here pretty much jumping inside.
Awesome.
Aw. Thank you, Jasmine, for calling in.
You're welcome. And I love All right. The best. She is one of my favorites.
You're the best. I'll talk to you soon. We'll chat on Twitter soon for sure.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye. Aw, that was so cute. That was so sweet. I'm so glad that she was, you know, she called in. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, she's the best. She's the best. So supportive on Twitter and Facebook, literally any social media, she's the best.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that, you know, we were able to get her on the line. And we ran out of time, but Sarah, thank you so, so much for coming on the show, and we'd love to have you back on again anytime.
Definitely. Well, thanks for so much for having me, and it was a blast to chat.
Oh, it was so, so much fun, and we will definitely talk with you again very, very soon. And we're still going to be spinning your single on Country Blast Radio, so we will have that all the time.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Perfect. Aw, thank you so, so much, and to chat with you again very, very soon. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
All right, you too. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Woo! Sarah Beth, she is so sweet. I had so much fun chatting with her, and we cannot wait to have her back on again very, very soon. She is wonderful, and I'm so glad I got to play her song, I'm Sick of It. And please make sure you buy her album and all of her music. All you have to do is type in Sarah Beth, Sarabeth, on iTunes, and also go to her website, and we'll post all of those links after the show for everybody. So it'll be very, very easy. So check that out. All right. And also remember, her website is sarabethmusic.com. So go and check it out. All right. And thank you all so, so much for tuning in tonight to this special edition of The Josie Show. I'm your host, Josie Pasentino. And after the show, for people who have missed this show, please share it with your friends. We're going to be archiving it, and it will be on demand at josieshow.com, our website. So if you want to listen to it, or if you want to listen to it again, it's on there, so you can check it out. And thank you all so, so much for tuning in. And remember, The Josie Show and Josie Show Special Editions are originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience. It may not be recorded or aired without written consent from The Josie Show management. Good night, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to The Josie Show Special Edition tonight right here at josieshow.com. And I'll be back with you on Friday for our Friday night live show at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. So until then, have a great, great, great day, week. Enjoy it, everybody. Talk to you guys really, real soon. All right. Good night. Mwah!